What? You don't mean it, matron. Headmaster intends to abolish corporal punishment? Oh, well, you see, that is the sort of thing, alas, that liberal schoolmasters always do the first opportunity they get. They think it makes the sensitive boys happy. In my experience, sensitive boys are never happy anyway. So what is the point? Oh, stop! Excuse me, matron. Skinner, Tupper. All right, boys, settle down. Winpenny, stop picking your nose. Silence! This is the school play rehearsal, not a rugby match. Oh, yes. Later, matron, later. Quiet, I said. This is a play rehearsal. You are not here to enjoy yourselves. Let alone each other. Skinner, Tupper. All right, boys. Now, we're ready to begin. Bow your heads. O God, who has given unto each of us a part to play in this great drama we call life, help us to sustain our roles, that when the lights of life go down and the last curtain falls, we may put off the motley of self and the raiment of sin. I'm not finished. As I was praying, and take our place at last in that great chorus line of saints, evermore praising thee around the glassy sea. It is customary, Winpenny, to say Amen at the end of prayers, not hear, hear. That is heresy, and still worse, impudence. Ah, what are you eating there, boy? A sweet. Young men are not busy laying down their lives in Flanders at this very moment, simply that you may eat sweets, particularly in my lesson. Remember, boys, always we must be worthy, worthy of those who die. It is for us that they are going down into the river, and they are watching us from the farther bank. Now, how can we be worthy? Well, we can make a start by not eating sweets in class. And we can follow it up, Foster, by not passing notes to the boy in front. What? Will what be over before it's your turn? Oh, the Great War. Well, that depends on you, Foster. The army is not yet so depleted in numbers that it will take someone who cannot master Latin gerundives. Oh, yes. Matron. What? Oh, yes, matron. Immediately. Yes, of course. All right, boys. Now listen, while I am gone, you take this down. Get out paper, pencils. Are you ready? If the 10 million dead of the 1914-18 war were to march in column of fours into the gates of death, they would take 80 days and 80 nights to pass through. And for 80 days the marchers would be the British dead. In the light of that information, I want you to calculate, 1, the width of the gates of death to the nearest centimetre, and 2, the speed in miles per hour at which the column was marching. Now, begin, and you have exactly 3 minutes.